The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Over the past while, whenever the discussion has cropped up in respect of the passenger cap in Dublin Airport, one of the things that has been mooted is the possibility that we might rely a little more strongly on Shannon Airport, given that it is there and available and doesn't have a passenger cap. And anytime this has been suggested, the chief executive of the DAA, Kenny Jacobs, has said that that's not a practical reality. Likewise, the chief executive of Ryanair on this programme, when we spoke to him, said wasn't a practical reality. You just won't get passengers to shift to an airport that far from Dublin. Well, one of the people who thinks it is a practical reality is the chief executive of Shannon Airport, because Mary Considine is saying today that Heathrow's standstill this week is proof, first of all, that Dublin Airport, having its position of primacy, would be risky even if everything was equal, but that particularly at the point of the passenger cap, what people should be looking at is how to use the infrastructure we already have. In other words, lots of runways in Shannon, easy to get a rail connection to Limerick and therefore to the rest of the country, and that would be a much simpler solution than all of the hassle in respect of Dublin Airport and its planning and all of the investment that it might need. Kenny Jacobs, the DAA CEO, is with us. To the first of those points, Kenny, that putting all of our eggs strategically into one basket is a bad idea, even if you didn't have the problems with the passenger cap.
Good morning, Anton. Look, I hope every airport on the island of Ireland gets to grow. We're an island, we're off another island connected to the periphery of Europe. We're dependent on tourism. So I hope Shannon, Cork, every airport has growth in the coming years. Airports don't decide where airlines come, you know, fly to and from. We've said that for a few years now. You've referenced Ryanair saying it. Aer Lingus have said the same. Airlines from the US have said the same. So airports are like hotels. We build it and then it's up to the airlines to decide where they fly to and from. And there's very little that an airport can do. You can incentivize airlines, but you can't say, you know, you have to go back to the Shannon stopover. I know some people in the West are talking about that, but that was an aviation nonsense that was developed when we had propeller planes who could barely get to this part of Europe. So I think over the past 2 years, we've had a lot of debate. We've had a lot of pie in the sky thinking. Over the past 2 years, while Dublin has been capped, airlines could have gone to all the regional airports if they wanted, but they've come on your show and they said, we're not going to do that because we go where the demand is. And the demand is simply to fly to and from Dublin. But I hope all the regional airports get to grow. Ireland is
now,
not.
Hang on for
different.
A second, Kenny, because what she's saying is that the kind of investment that could be made could make a difference to that in making it a sweeter prospect. In other words, you put in a rail link, which would be a hell of a lot easier to build than a rail link through suburban Dublin out to Dublin Airport, or you facilitate better road connections in and out of Shannon. She's pointing to the fact that 40% of passengers that transit through Dublin don't come to Dublin as a final destination, and they could do that through Shannon as easily. So what her suggestion and the thrust of her argument is, a little bit of investment would go a long way to curing the problem that you describe.
But investment in what? I'm not sure what actually is being pointed out in the article. I mean, the article is saying rebalancing. What does that actually mean? It's a totally open market. It's up to the airlines to decide where they fly to and from. But look, I wish Shannon, you know, Godspeed with growth. It's absolutely up to them to grow their airport. I think the idea that I would take exception to, and it's not necessarily as Mary comes today, over the past couple of years, there has been a suggestion that, you know, damaging Dublin by restricting it or capping it will absolutely support the regional airports. And we, the airlines, everybody who knows how aviation actually works has come out and said that's a nonsense. That's not the way to do that. So what we should do is what the government are doing, back Dublin and back all the regional airports. Now,
Kenny, because some of what you say, you're unclear as to what she's suggesting. She's suggesting a couple of things. One of them is the rail network connection straight into Limerick to facilitate faster transitioning. The other is that under the national planning framework, there would be investment in the kind of thing that there was back in the day, like the Shannon Free Zone, that you incentivize companies to move into that area so you get more direct travel to Shannon as a destination. That would seem sensible.
And do both of those things, that isn't, in my opinion, going to get airlines choosing to go to Shannon over Dublin, because they will go where the demand from passengers is. But absolutely, go ahead with the faster rail connection and with the development of business parks. That's what Shannon does well already. That isn't going to fill the airport. But look, we don't run Shannon. We run Dublin and Cork. We're focused on growing them. But, you know, Dublin needs to continue to grow. Shannon and Cork need to continue to grow. Cork is Ireland's fastest growing airport. That's fantastic. But we need to get the cap lifted at Dublin. Growing Shannon is nothing to do with the cap at Dublin Airport.
Text to say, it takes just over 2 hours to get from Dublin to Shannon. If there were better route options and a direct bus service from Dublin to Shannon, people would travel there just as people travel to Dublin for flights. It's the routes and timetables that are the attraction. Isn't that at the heart of it? That if you manage to get journey time down from Shannon Airport to under the 2 hour mark, suddenly it would become a viable alternative.
Look, it's down to what their schedules, the airlines operate. They want to fill planes. Ryanair and Aer Lingus have both been saying, look, we see Dublin as where the biggest growth is going to come from, but that's where they'll fill planes. Let's remind ourselves that, you know, 2.1 million of the population does live in County Dublin, and in Greater Leinster, that goes much, much higher. What's happening in Ireland is very similar to Vienna in Austria, to Schiphol in the Netherlands. It's not having all our eggs in one basket, but I want all the airports in Ireland to grow, but capping Dublin and restricting Dublin is not the way to grow the regional airports. That's to invest in the regional airports and do the kind of things that Mary's talking about. But a cap at Dublin is simply going to hurt Irish tourism. It has been for the past number of years. And for the past number of years, airlines could have gone to Shannon. They could have gone to Cork. They could have gone to other regional airports. But what they're fighting for instead is to get the cap lifted at Dublin, because that's where they'll fill their planes and make the highest return.
What of her statement that the reliance on Dublin Airport is a ticking time bomb? She's pointing out 86% of Ireland's air traffic flowing through a single airport. Regardless of the fact that that is Dublin, if it was Shannon, if it was Cork, if it was anywhere else, isn't that something that strategically the state should aim to change?
Now, I think, look, everyone's seen what's happened in Heathrow this week. Now, I'm not concerned that there is a shutdown risk at Dublin Airport. Only a month ago, we did a Heathrow-style exercise ourselves. Dublin Airport is connected to two ESB sources of electricity. And even if both of those went out, we have backup generators that can sustain us for 2 days while those two substations were put back on stream. So I was surprised with what happened at Heathrow. I thought they would have had a better backup setup, but we have very good resilience at Dublin and Cork Airport in the event of something that what happened at Heathrow was to occur. We'll always have a healthy paranoia on how do you further improve that. We're continuing to work with the ESB to actually get a third supply to both our airports at Dublin and Cork. That doesn't mean that you then start to let's dust off the region, you know, support the region, and let's divert traffic from Dublin to Shannon. Because, you know what, I worked in an airline, I now work at airports. How do you actually do that in a way that's in line with EU competition laws? It's totally up to the airlines to decide where they want to fly to and from.
And what about, I mean, you talk about working at an airline. One of the things that defined the airline that you previously worked in was a capacity to persuade passengers that a destination between an hour and 90 minutes away from where they originally intended to go was an acceptable route if it was cheap enough. Why is that impossible to do in the Republic of Ireland?
I know, but anyone now who's talking about selling, you know, coming to the east of the country and coming to the capital of the country via the regional airports, I think that was the very early days of Ryanair when that was happening. But I think it's another aviation nonsense to suggest that you can be flying to Dublin, stroke Shannon, and it's the very same thing if you can get there in two hours. That's not what passengers want to do. That's maybe what they wanted to do 20 years ago, but now they want to fly and connect directly to the city that they want to go and visit. But look, it's total passenger choice. It's total airline choice. And I hope that all the airports in Ireland grow.
Kenny, thank you very much. That is the Dublin Airport Authority Chief Executive, Kenny Jacobs.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.